Bring in the next one. Now give me her leash. Good. Hello, human. Do you know me? Of course not. No money do until they meet me themselves. Humans are too busy inventing their own deities to acknowledge the real ones. Well, allow me to introduce myself to my newest guest. I am the closest you will ever come to a demon. I am a queen that takes dirty sinners like yourself and decides whether their sins shall be punished or absolved. If it is decided that you shall be punished, this hell will become your permanent abode. However, if I do believe you worthy of being absolved, you'll be given a chance to prove my belief right or wrong. Do well, and you shall be allowed into paradise. Fail me, and we return to the first circumstance. Is this not a simple idea? Humans do tend to overcomplicate simple things. I am glad you understand. Now, come here. Present to me your face, human. Such a pretty one. Soft, silk-like hair. Large, round eyes. I see fear in them. And those lips. I will enjoy extracting your memory from them. Oh my. You certainly are a sinner. Such a filthy girl. Over 100 sexual violations. With both men and women. Some with multiples of one or even both genders at the same time. All kinds of wicked sexual acts without a hint of remorse. Of all my several thousand eons of judging the recently deceased and morally wicked, surely you are one of the filthiest I have ever seen. What a dirty little life you lived. Oh, come on now, human. Are you not familiar with the virtue of forgiveness? No sin alone is unworthy of being absolved. The road to absolution is walked by the sinner, and I may see potential in you. Now, as my feet, human, bend yourself over. I want yourself at my feet. Now. Good. Now worship me. Worship my feet like you would your human mates. Oh yes. Surely the talent of your lips was honed through your many years of playing the whore. Yes, these filthy souls, covered in the dust of brimstone, baptized time and time again in the blood of sinners. Lick them clean. Both feet. Now. Do it. You're quite skilled. But you will have to do much more than this to make your way out of hell. To begin with, come to me, you little whore. Yes, sit between my legs. This skirt made from the skin of demons and the fur of fiery hounds. Remove it. No, not with your hands, but with your teeth. The material is neither thick nor strong. You can easily tear through it. Do you see, human? Do you see the moistness, possibly the only moistness to be found in the flaming pit. Few little horrors like you have been able to achieve this. Perhaps you have a true chance of escaping this place.
Perhaps.
You see, what is right in front of you? Waiting to accept your offering. Why do you hesitate? Does it frighten you? It perfectly resembles the human vagina, does it not? Or do you no longer desire to leave this place? Then why do you refuse my demand? You humans, such a strange bunch. Come here, little girl. There, now perform, you filthy human. Do for me what you have done for the rest of the little whores in which you consorted on Earth. So shameless. So filthy. Oh, such a little slut. Keep going. Stick your tongue inside. Yes. Just so. What is this? Are those filthy hands of yours touching you? You dare touch yourself in my domain whilst pleasuring me? No. That won't do at all. Now keep going. Do it. Don't you dare stop. Let a thousand of those tears fall down your pretty face. You will not stop. Yes, human. You have done well, human. Even if you did require some encouragement. I suppose you have satisfied me sufficiently. Though, on the other hand, perhaps not. I think you shall prove yourself worthy to me once more.